Yo. What fuck I hear in ya? That's what you want to take, Chris?
You always gotta tell the viewers that it's me make pick the music.
My bad, my bad.
My bad.
Yo.
Another one.
Ah, shit, a live up.
That's what I text me.
Huh?
That's what I text me.
Which text?
Wait, the little G. Wait, GT.
GRRT or something.
GRR. Like that. That's what it is. Again?
Yeah. Do it.
Yo. Not an episode. You rocking with the best. From East Fuck. Nah, I was playing.
It's a joke.
We got a hot one for our man. We got a big episode for our today.
This fuck is a crazy ep, you know.
Ep ain't even recorded and it done crazy. I could not tell.
This shit gonna be crazy, bro.
Alright, fade wheel.
Yo, I shit a live up, shit a live. Let me go.
Back with another one. You know what I mean? If you.
Oh, shit.
Up in them.
The man said, fade it up, dog. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's how solid it was, dog. But
you why want you put it what?
You want to grr, you know what I'm saying?
You want it to grr?
You want me to put it, dog?
I'll grr. Welcome, dog. Grr.
Grr.
Why don't you put it, dog? Don't do that. Wait, what the fuck? I'm like, homie, boy, in this motherfucker. Oh, okay. Okay. Are we in the building, man? This your boy, the coolest breeze in West Indies, man. Rain over day. You know what I'm saying? Keep out of bone. You know what I'm saying? Our manager, let's show in the building, making an appearance. Know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm coming back. Real. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
From an ACL tear.
Oh, shit.
Starting big at baller. 6'6". Shooting guard. Charles Mountain. Sealy is in the house. My cousin in the house. One time for the one time. Cue the Hans.
Big bum. We don't have the right equipment. Bump.
Send the balloons to the ceiling.
A whole tear ACL.
No, in WNBA, when I get a pregnant, she out for the season. Mountain, I breathe, my son.
Yeah.
Mountain, I breathe.
Mountain, I breathe. Get checked. But he here, no.
I'm back.
He back. Okay, we here.
Not sexy episode for the sexy people, them, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we ain't gonna capture, are you? We bring the girls in because we try and get a girl's viewership up, you know what I mean? And watch the analytics. That shit crazy, Mountain. You are hating numbers.
Way be.
A lot.
How much male do you think they'll watch, percent-wise? Out of 100%, how much male do you think they'll watch this episode?
I would think like 20%. How much?
It's too many. Keep going, dog.
Only man watching this?
No. You wilding on, man. Don't disrespect me.
No, girls outside too.
Don't disrespect me.
I'll give you like 45.
Keep going. It's tough, man.
Scared now.
Chris have a theory. Chris have a theory.
70.
Chris.
Damn, was it more than 70?
Chris, more than 70?
Chris, what's... Wait, yo, did you say, Chris, talk that. About it. Wait, did you say about the viewers? Like, what's going on, like, with these people? Man.
So shout out to the 90% of males that are watching this bro. Fucking pod.
Seriously?
You might as well stick with 100.
Shout out to the 90% of the males that are watching the pod. You know what I'm saying? I don't tell her already, like, girls, they be having things to do. They be listening to the pod. You know what I'm saying? So they probably down on the podcast app. But yeah, shout out to them. I feel like 90% of the guys But you gotta remember, you know, at the same time, a lot of these girls, they might be using them boyfriend account and thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'll tell him,
First of all, you have your man's account is That's crazy. Facts. Because you know how hard it is to even get a man's account? You're in his account watching others. Who gave you the password?
I mean, it's a smart TV. You know, you just turn on your
really
smart
a smart TV.
TV
for real. You know, like
it's a smart it. TV. You just turn on, you don't be lagging, and the dude Google fuck. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just feel like, you know, that could be the reason. I feel like we are like really and truly, it's probably like 60-40. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these girls, that man don't even like. Log on, did it watch that frig off of like a non-subscription? Continue watching us, guess ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? So it's
like that's crazy for you.
This for like YouTube.
Yeah, this YouTube.
It's YouTube.
But hey, man, we welcome our viewers. You know what I'm saying? Like we understand. You know what I mean? Like we get a sauce for you. You know, like we get a sauce for you. So you know what I mean? Continue watching. You know what I mean? Like we get you for sure, for sure. Big enough respect. You know what I mean?
To piggyback and highlight, you know what I mean? Like, we're doing some good shit, you know what I mean? We dropped the episodes with the mamas. We dropped the big Kwan episode. Like, Kwan. Like, Chris, you got to make it bigger for me. I can't do it that big. Like say Kwan name bigger so everybody can see the effect.
Pause, like, right?
We don't pause on this show.
Because the man just pick off, he left off, huh? The man just don't chill, dog. Oh, man just want to hit up the scene.
Continuing,
but,
go ahead.
Hype you up, Chris. Who we had on the show, Chris? Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't know. We had Kwan 2 times on the motherfucking ep. You know what I'm saying? The man pull up. Man had big energy, big vibes. And it was just a movie. Like, that was like a definition of a podcast. The progression of that podcast. How it start to how it end. It was just big vibes. Today, I now Rain Rap drop a crazy clip. You know what I mean? I say it's crazy because it's like...
So sad.
It was like, yeah, like it's like usual, like it's just like 6, 7, 8 clips straight of jokes, and then boom, this clip drop, and you like, let me listen to our next joke, man. And you press play and you hear the sad music. Next thing you know, you feeling water in your cheek, and you're like, what the fuck ain't raining? And then it's like, you're like, what the fuck? Let this fuck sad, man. And it's like, yeah, so it was deep. That's to show you like the levels of like the episode, they were going up and down, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie to you though, Rain. That frigga threw me off guard when you asked that question because I was like, nigga, we just finished talking about struggle meals, dog. What the hell you asking this, man?
Let me give more Listen. Context. Let me give more context, I am fine. Let me give more context, I am fine.
Okay.
Not only was he thrown off.
Uh-huh.
Go on, you.
Oh, no. I was gonna say, I was like, well, we were advised that we need to be asking these particular things. So while it made for a weird transition, it did make for a good episode because you got more depth into the whole situation rather just be about just the music. We touch on a little bit more personal, deeper issues, yeah, situations
for sure. So Charles, more context for your head top, because you know my name is Reno/context. You check. Chris cussed me as the episode finished. Chris put a head fuck down and Chris was like, Ray, what the fuck was that, Ray? I was like,
he did.
I'd have said the same thing.
I was like, we just having fun, you know, cause
dude having a blast, like cracking jewels.
Just having fun, I'm all like,
man, cheeks red.
Talk about, you know, the last or so on, son. I've been like, who changed the channel?
When I tell you, Charles asked a question, the whole room went quiet. They were like, whoosh. No, like you could hear a pin drop, dog. Like
I want to walk across the table and give a man a hug, dog. Like you good, man. Dog, they forget more too. If I didn't watch the episode, go watch the app, dog. This man was
because it's
man,
deep.
That ain't even the full. Like this man talk about his life for real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, ain't get no parents and them fuck you no dog.
I knew you were about to say that.
Y'all fuck what crazy dog. I was listening to this fucking car driving. And it's like when I could hear it, you know what I mean?
That's
I could hear it
pain.
In his voice, dog. So I was like, damn, that shit.
And imagine I've been sitting next
That's
to you,
real.
So I could feel the energy pushing off you on top of my shoulder. I was like, why is fuck getting cold in here, man? Like, what? But
crazy.
Cool episode, though. At the end of the day, we highlight some crazy stuff in story. Like, we had LV Lil Bug on episode 2. Shout out to the whole LV label one time,
yeah,
one time.
Shout out to LV.
Listen, that man lit. Bugger fucking lit. Man show lit, all them niggas lit, dog. So we're gonna be continuing working with them and doing some great stuff. If you ain't see the episode, check out the episode, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. Crazy. I don't know if we reached 1K views on that episode yet, but if we didn't.
We did. Yeah, for
sure.
We did for sure.
Yeah.
That's a really good episode.
Yeah,
TikTok page.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
Page.
Yeah, we're putting in work. But yeah, man. If I want more accents and some sexy faces, you know what I'm saying? Just hop on it with the green page or anyone, you know what I mean? Like, we do this thing, you check. So, I want so much. I appreciate that for coming, man. Breezy, Charles, Keela, Island Fine LA, aka the manager, in case nobody knows she's the fucking manager at WTG. Any info I want drop, slide it over to the show. You know what I mean? Like, she on the IG, she everywhere. You check. If I want work, that's what you got hit. But I just happy because we ain't part together in so long, bro.
Yeah, feel good, man. Feel
like,
good.
Like, this coming together, we ain't do this in a long time. I hear Akila voice in months.
I miss her.
Aww.
You miss
you
us?
Do?
And like, you look so beautiful cute. Too. You look so pretty.
Thanks.
Yes,
thanks.
Girl, with the smile.
Oh.
We're having a little girl romance right now.
It's a tutu moment. You check when two of them from tutu.
I bought for rock for real, man. Okay.
I just want to say I'm glad we have somebody else from St. Thomas because I have a feeling it's the Cruzans versus rock. Okay.
Why
girl,
you
didn't want to hear how they roast me? Tell me that. Well, yeah, you didn't tell me. When we had recorded that one episode, that I sound like I from Tutu or something. I tell me something.
It's always Tutu.
Tell me something.
Rock
tell me ghetto or something
accents?
Too. You know.
Like, rock have different dialects. If you from the north side, you know what I mean. Yeah, a little more twang in your voice. You check. But when you from the west, yeah, a lot different than the west side. Name my area in the west. Let me hear one name. Just one area in west.
Nisley?
UVA?
Corwin Terrace?
Yeah, them folks on rough.
UVA is a fucking...
You don't go past there, so yeah.
Bordeaux is way
Bordeaux?
Down in the west.
Yeah.
Bordeaux sound rough. Bordeaux sound like you could lose something in Bordeaux.
Yeah. Nah, I got it. I ain't gonna lie.
Drop off for real. Yeah,
I thought Rocky had no space, but dog, when you pass UVA, it's space, dog. Bodoraz.
Yeah.
What a fucking land.
A whole different island.
We're making our studio in Rock. We got a studio coming in Rock, so we could go Rock a lot more often. You check, because Rock is really our second home to we, you check.
Yeah.
Oh, you feel about that, Chris? Chris ain't fucking with it.
Gotta think a boy, right? Rock don't do us good enough.
Tell us
more.
That's why
it was good. I wasn't there for that last episode, but that a breakdown.
Akila,
you hear me?
It's me and you. 1, 2, and 3 probably don't know, but it's me and you know where they spending all their money is across from the
Department of Labor.
Department of Labor. Are you spending all your money across the street from the Department of Labor? That's
yeah, because they make good food. You talking about the friggin' food place, right? What the name are you? Because you get a plate and serve up.
I forget that.
Mm-hmm.
They have that Kentucky colors. Chicken or something.
You can't serve something, but it ain't chicken.
Dog, what the fuck are you hearing, dog? Ain't nobody paying for no cunning on this fuck, dog. You crazy, dog. I gonna go rock to pay for cunning. Rock.
That's what I'm saying. $50
each. Because what you trying to say? You got so many options. You got holes.
No, but like I usually go rock for business. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but like you know,
why are you trying to pick my?
I don't know. Like you know what? I don't know.
Why are you trying to pick my cousin?
If I were going someplace for wife, I wouldn't go someplace for wife and then pay money. Like, I don't even live there, dog. Imagine me going to our next place to pay for wife.
It sounds like a vacation.
it sounds like home. That's what
it sounds like a waste of time.
Exactly. Because we're here. We're about the cheddar and the chabo. You check. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Then we can go strip clubs. But yeah, man.
Good.
We talking about today, Ring.
Talking about life, dog. We're just talking shit, about
shit. Talking late the chalice, life. Man. Late the top, man. Shit.
Just close out spark this it. Hold on, man. Son, let me grab my fuck. soon, man. But we definitely get some stuff to talk about, man. A lot happened to it, man. A lot happened to them, man. A lot really.
You want to talk about that? No?
No.
Oh, you rambling to bite time, man. Get you, dog. Get his fucking.
Just scrolling up on the script, dog. Like,
you rambling. I know the fucking tactics. You fucking. Nah.
Your ass trying to bust my neck out, child. Like, what the fuck wrong with you, dog?
I mean, this a boss dog. Neck episode. You know what I mean? These girls saying that me and my cuz going rock to. To pay for
to buy pussy,
you know what I'm saying? So it's what, like, what, Chris, bossing everybody grape today, you know what I'm saying?
Where's the best place to buy pussy in rock?
PRP.
Where's the best place to buy pussy in rock? I wouldn't have the answer to that question.
Answer
because
later.
Holla,
you never had to pay, that's why.
No, I don't think I ever boss or nothing, rock, if I think about it for real.
All right, so check it, right?
Chris.
So check it.
Yo, what we talking about?
For true.
Cause I can't, cause you making it hard for me. Right over here, buddy. Like, damn.
Yes, sir.
I save you, you know.
If I tune in, I tune in. We're doing this every Wednesday. You know? Mm-hmm. We skip our Wednesday right because now. We were trying to do something. You know what I mean? We had an idea and a formula, but like we were getting so much love from people, and like we was like, nah, man, we can't rub our like that too and give it to her every Wednesday. So WTG Wednesdays, live.
Yeah, just to keep our eye in the loop of what been going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I know like sometimes I'd just like use us as a way to find out what going on, because I ain't all the way tapped in. A lot of our listeners ain't even on social media like that. You know what I mean? Like, but going off the statistics where we went and check it out, like there's a lot of listeners of the pod, like a lot. So we're gonna get it to you, man. We're gonna get it to our weekly. Speaking of weekly news, get some DD news. What's a Charles Rain and Chris Pad without some DD in it, dog? We gotta
every
bring some
episode. I do. Hey,
bring some DD.
I've been gone for 4 months, right? Y'all never once talk about DD, you know. Like, come back.
It's like talking every time you see Charles, man, just no DD news dropping.
Always a DD news, man.
Baby oil cause in the house, you know what I'm saying? We in the building. I'm gonna bring the
my skin is smooth for
my
real.
Skin light, smooth,
like glistening off.
Because Charles, I'm trying to figure out why do you look like that? Like you look.
That's
he glowing. Mm-hmm.
Are you pregnant?
No, you're not pregnant.
Oh, no, I ain't pregnant.
No, pregnant. Don't wish pregnancy on nobody on the pod, man. We good, you know what I mean? Like we good where we at right now.
Yeah, but speaking of DD news, man. So
yeah, Chris.
Yeah, apparently, like, so Terrence Howard was on our podcast. I know Terrence Howard, right? That's the dude from Hustle and Flow. I don't know what's going on, man. That nigga. So,
And Empire.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Empire.
I like Empire. What a cool
Lucius.
So, this is what ended up happening, right? He went on a pod and they were like, yeah, how you feel about all them DD allegations? And if you ever been to the parties, said, nah, I never been to the parties, but I've been to the crib. And he's like, well, talk to us about that experience. So basically, I hit him up. He said, yeah, man, I want to get into acting. Diddy, I hit up this man. I said, he want to get into acting. So he said, cool. He's like, you want to be my acting coach, whatever? He said, yeah, cool. Boom. He went over to the crib. Man went over and Diddy just sitting on watching him. Like ain't saying shit, just watching him. So he was like, all right, find out weird. So he leave. Then he was like, yeah, like I like what you're doing on Hustle and Flow. Like we make some music together, blazy blast. He's like, Airy Bow. So he come over there, man doing his thing with the music, whatever the case may be, and Diddy just there watching him, dog. So then his assistant been like, yo, did he want cool? You a third time. So this man, like, for what? Like, what we doing? The man said, like, nah, I won't be honest with you. You think Diddy trying to fuck? So he like, oh, so that's
I'd have been like, who, me?
Yeah, so he like, yeah, so like, he said he find that disrespectful because he's a man and you can't come to eat like that. So that's what been going on, you know what I'm saying? And that's it for the show, man. Thanks a lot for tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's your Diddy.
Because it's crickets.
Not to be by Charles, you know what I mean?
A lot of crazy shit been going on, you know, dude. We ain't even gonna talk about that. That's just news.
You know how insane that just sound, dog. To be honest, like you going over there for business. You check out.
I could top that. I could top the news.
Were you trying to top?
I was curious. Top what? This Diddy episode getting crazy already,
miss. Oh, we on live, you know? I know we on live, right?
That's what I'm saying, fam.
You want to tap something on live? So I go, you know the drama.
I could say something more crazy than that.
No. You good, cuz. You good.
It's part of the news.
All right, go ahead. Take your time, though.
Dog, imagine you cooling, right? We are girl, okay, right? And it's like girl that you messing with, right?
Never mind.
I was for reals now. You check her hot ex texts you a video of he fucking she. That's what happened with Cardi B, Diggs, and Offset. This man send Diggs a video of he fucking Cardi B. Yes.
Period. Let's go. City Girls up 10 points. Offset been playing in her face way too long. Please do not. Let's not do that.
Like, I mean,
also been playing in her face way too long.
I mean, she dealt with Diggs. Like, that's common knowledge now. But like, what are you cheering about? Like, what game?
Yeah, what are you cheering about?
That she finally leave Offset.
So Offset send the video to Diggs.
Offset sent it to Diggs.
To Stefan Diggs.
Yes, you sent a video of he doing his thing with her.
You know who
I thought it was Diggs and Offset the video.
No.
Oh, well then it's not a cheers then. City Girls is down 10 points. Because why are you back with Offset?
She not.
It's probably an old video.
So Offset, yeah, he sent it to be spiteful.
I'll send mine back in return.
The whole thing?
Like energy, exactly.
For real?
Yeah, man, I sent mine right back to him.
Yeah.
You are sending it right back?
I mean, why would you not?
Pass me. This is present.
But
send the video.
I mean, hey, we sending each other videos.
So, if you send the next one, but I got any crazier. You saw that one?
Honestly?
You could never run out. You could make a next one.
He's clearly the one that hot. So, he ain't hot to me.
That's what people were saying in the comments. Like, they just send one buck. Just send one buck. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to laugh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but then
you got to think about it. Like, you might send one back just to piss him off, but then when it comes to the girl, she's never gonna want to fuck with you again because, like, you just sent my video out.
That's what he's saying.
And then she know. He's I ask her first though.
She gonna feel crummy though. Because at the end of the day, that's the father of her kids. That's crazy.
That's tough. That is tough.
Like, they have kids, dog. What the fuck, dog? You can't just be sending their fuck back and forth, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't wild to you.
Exposed, you know?
He's man going video for video and shit.
So what's the resolution? Like, what should they do about it after it's done?
If you is Diggs, chilling, dog.
Well, your girl, dog, and her baby father just sent a video. He digging a fuck out. She's screaming his name loud in the speaker, dog. Like, and you just did it. Like, what the fuck, you know? Like,
that's for Cardi B to deal with. That's if I is Diggs, I won't say nothing about it. You know, you gotta just. She's the one I have to deal with that situation.
Yeah, but what can get your brain? People. Like, how you feeling? Like, how you feeling in that moment?
I just feel like nigga, that's petty.
Yeah,
you feel some type of
if I was Diggs, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, but that's because Diggs don't love Cardi like that. Now
yeah,
imagine this fuck is your
that old video.
Nah,
that's
her ex-husband. That's
old
video. It ain't like it's something new. If it was something new, that's different. But
you know, it's old. I'd have been like, I knew y'all been
that. Nine times out of ten, he ain't just watch the whole video. He probably press play, see what going on. He just probably start watching it. Like, okay.
I don't know, dog. They said Diggs is
a freaky motherfucker, dog. I'm about to say.
Yeah, that is true, though.
They said Diggs is a freaky ass nigga. Yeah. he probably was like, hell yeah.
You ever see the old video of you when they're talking about?
Crazy.
Yeah, in the locker room.
Because I feel like majority of men would say that they would just watch the video. Oh, just click off of it. Nah, I don't think that's really what be going on. Like, men will say, I'll just click the video, see what's going on, and then da da da. Nah, y'all be watching that.
Yeah, watching it.
To see how how he did it to her, and if he do it, he's better than is, you.
She never hit bigger than you. She never hit that octane with me. What the fuck? She hit that note, man. She trained in this
fucking
like
analyzing the video because
they
gonna say no though, Akilah. You already know the game. They gonna say no.
We know.
Me like how you view us money now.
Yeah, you can watch kind of off of that. That's why I say women is women and men is men. You check like all my insets a lot differently. Even if you see
yeah,
it,
then
like,
nobody thinking like that.
I don't think you gonna a 3 minute video and you watching a whole minute of that video is just a violation to your code of life. You check like 10 seconds is way more than enough. You know what I mean? Like just put up.
Any man that's in my life, if I was in that situation, they were watching the whole video just to see what really happened, because they would want to know.
One more you need to see.
Why they want to know though? What?
No, so what? I like collectively saying, you wouldn't watch the full thing.
You know what's funny?
For what?
You know, I go leak some information, right? And it ain't gonna even be wild. I'm gonna leak some information, right? So I was in a situation, right? And my gang know about this fuck, right? So
I've been in a
situation, right? And I had access to something that I shouldn't have access to, dog. And man, like it was rough, and like the fuck was just open, and a bubble just, and boy, but I didn't watch it though. Like I see it, and I was like, no, man, I just closed that fuck, and like ever since it has been sketching my brain forever. But it's like, I didn't have to watch the whole thing to know what was going on. You check like. That was more than enough for me, my son. So it's like, I just can't imagine sitting there watching somebody that you care about getting plow and going to Pong Town and them fuck. Like, that's just song like, that's torture to yourself, dog. Unless you just a ditty freaky ass nigga and that type of shit to turn you on. Like, you know what I mean? So.
No, that is, I agree. That is the worst. Like when you look in someone's phone and then you realize, whether it's on purpose or accident, and then you realize they have a whole collection of so much shit. It's like, oh, my chest.
Are we talking about something? My heart. Right? So if y'all chilling, y'all, you know, y'all get a nigga and his old food send a video, you know what I'm saying? Or she sucking him off for doing some fuck. Like, what are you going to do? I'm going to watch a video? What are you going to do?
I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the whole thing, you know, y'all interesting, if you know me and you remember that situation,
the people who is watching, you remember what I did with that information. But I didn't feel no way though, because it was old. Like that was, it's not a current thing. I feel like if it's like you're getting cheated on and then you get sent the video, okay, then you should.
Yeah, that's why you're talking about, like, you know, like a cold, like dig something. It's an old video that he get, but at the same time, it's like, just the idea that is like, I don't want to see this fuck, man. Like, so I wouldn't stay on watch it. You check.
Like,
I just want to let everybody know before we transition the chat saying I woman very nosy, and that's when it'll come to problems. You check, but.
Fox.
This is crazy.
Are we too nosy? They're too secretive.
It'd be like that, Chris.
You
ready for me to drop the bomb, Chris?
Nah.
Not that bomb.
Okay.
We got a lot of bombs. Fuck. I know you got so much. My bad. Nah.
Be fucking Afghanistan on this part tonight.
Yo, I stick around. This pod gonna be a crazy pod. Don't worry that you said 30 minutes. We were saying, kicking it in this bitch. But I just want to let everybody know we have a little announcement to check. Like, we get something big coming up. I don't know if I ever hear about Hookie, but Hookie Life in DC is basically DC Carnival. It's private. It's run by VI people, VI men, a group of VI men. Shout out to Jason and his team, you know what I mean? And they got a big event in June coming up. Let me break it down like this. They are renting out Six Flags, the water park in Six Flags, and they're hosting a juvie in the water park.
Oh, gosh, that's going to be great.
I ain't never hear no shit like this before, you know. You get me? So it's like,
it's really genius.
So like, but it ain't just that. They got a whole week. They got a lot of stuff going on. You check what he's saying. So if I could tap in June, we're gonna give out the dates and everything, so I could be ready. You feel me? But yeah, hooky life, man. Hooky life, hooky life. We're gonna share it up. We're gonna show all the pics. We're gonna show all everything, schedule everything, so I could see it, man. Y'all tap in. 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 All right, man. And 1 year they did bring Sun to a big parking lot. And they turned that parking lot into a gym. And ever since then, the man was who they was, dog. There's legends out here. But anyways, if I come in June, they're going to be lit. We're going to post it. We're going to share it. We're going to show how everything is going on. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to that Chris Brown concert or?
Twice.
Oh my God.
Twice.
And
I got floor seats. Twice.
Okay.
Chris Brown so nice. I had to see it twice.
Yeah, see it twice. Up close and personal.
You gonna see Chris Brown twice?
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
One in Tampa, one in Orlando.
I go in once. You going? Okay. You going twice. Why twice?
Because Jhené Aiko on the Orlando card and I obsessed with Jhené Aiko. I gotta see it.
Well, you don't just sell your other ticket.
Nah, because I might miss something from the first show that I could see in the second show. That is so good.
He's a fan
for me.
He's a big fan.
What's so special about Chris Brown?
That man talented. I love talent. Like,
you think we talented?
Green.
She said she like talent. I want to make sure that we're on the same page. Or she's like, she fucking with us and she's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, are we talented? I think we talented.
It's not even about you.
The man is size with narcissists at the party and all that.
You know what's funny? I just learned recently what narcissists actually mean. I thought it was just a more general thing, but it's actually a little deeper than that. So you could be a narcissist and still be an okay person. That's letting y'all know. I'm not a narcissist, though. I am the most selfless man in this motherfucking pod. I don't think about all of you. I think about you all day long. I think about Charles when I get home. I think about Island Fine
when
for
I
2 weeks.
Home.
I think about making sure your audio have been working and you're coming to the pod. You know what I'm saying? I don't think about all you all the time.
I was wondering who you're thinking about all day long, but he called everybody name. I said, man, what am
I did. I said you. I said,
I
was taking
me. He's in a backseat.
Fox.
Me, why, dog? I ain't nobody to think about. Nah.
People use that word very loosely. I'm not even gonna cap. Like, people use that word so loosely.
Narcissist?
They're narcissists. And it's like, everybody's not a narcissist. Like you said, you can be an okay person, still be a narcissist, whatever, but I'm a nice person. I'm very nice. Everybody always tell me I'm way too nice. So I'm like, I know I'm not a narcissist.
So that's the thing too, like you being loving. And like you just being selfish of people, and like I guess they look at that as you being a narcissist. I don't even know how to be honest with you, but it's, I don't know. That shit crazy. But we're talking about the wrong Chris. I ain't talking about my boy Chris Breezy and the shit. I'm talking about the next Chris Breezy that's gonna be on stage. You check. So, I'm going in DC. I think Chris going for sure.
You going?
I going in DC. Yeah, I going, nigga. First ticket.
Me get no ticket. Me buy no ticket.
Why waiting, man?
You want to wait till the man retire?
I'm gonna pull up to the show. I'm gonna bait for somebody else. Say,
you could do that. That's interesting.
They're gonna be high as hell. They're
gonna scam your mother. They're gonna
scam you. They're gonna be printing.
We're gonna walk to the door to get out of there. Yeah, let's go, bro. Let's go. Walk with me. Let me see if this fuck work.
I know there's a lot of people going for sure.
He's gonna show
everybody.
You that his leg
that's
worked.
20 years or no? 20 years.
Main stoop.
It's 20 years, right? So like,
I bought the first Chris Brown CD and I still got it.
Wow.
Sell it?
No.
Ain't gonna be worth nothing. We're moving into a digital era. It's not gonna be worth anything.
I don't care. I love that.
Speaking of Chris Brown,
man.
Like how I see on the flyer, we had the people them submit some fan mails of how they would react to their man if Chris Brown was to invite them on stage. So we had about five submissions.
We had more than five.
No. The number, some of them is from the same person. That's why he put a number between them.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, some of them sent me some too.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we had a lot of people send.
Let we go. That's what we gotta get into it, dog.
We jump into this motherfucker. We ask all the fams. What will you do if Chris Brown brings you on stage where it is you telling your man? We asked the fams that, and the fams responded. They check. So, no further ado, man. Let me see what the fams are saying, man. Let me see what the responses was to the man. Let me get ready.
I let you know from right now, I girls don't be biased, you know. But I kind of man and all type of thing, all night on a pad. So don't be biased, and Elena, I know from now. Don't be biased, you know.
I'm not biased, but it's Chris Brown. I want to say.
All right, let me see what's going on. Let me see what's going on.
Bae, I'm sucking dick all night. Long and slow tonight. It's okay. Because I'm going on this stage. Shit.
Wait. What she said she doing?
She said she going on the stage.
She said she's sucking her dick all night. That's what she said?
Because she's going on stage, so.
Oh, she going to suck her man dick.
Yeah. Yeah, she let her man know that. Yeah. She like, don't worry, dog. I'm going to suck your dick.
I'm gonna suck your dick all night. I can't say that. Let me stop. I just said that. Say what she said. Say what she said.
Wait. Hold on.
We gotta move on. They said we gotta move on. They said we gotta move on. But we can't move on. I forget. This is the women responses.
What are fans?
Tech.
Sub.
Eat my Pringles and chill and I do it.
Boy.
Don't die. You know more wars or clip fuck.
Yeah, look at the Jumbotron convo.
Nah, I had the mic in my hand and talking low too. You know what she said? I think that's an acceptable answer. I think that's what we're supposed to be done. I think that's what woman's supposed to do to get her permission.
If she telling me that, my girl,
I think that she compromising. That's a good compromise.
That's a crazy compromise.
Oh, fuck no. Sounds like she don't suck your dick enough.
Thank you. Like, what the fuck you offering me for? Like,
what type of offer
me? Where you supposed to already be getting?
I supposed to be hyped for that freak? Like,
hell yeah, shit, go! I about to get
the same head.
The same head. You want a different head?
I mean,
don't yell too much. You're sounding crazy on the mic.
Oh, sorry.
She said long on night. So
how much time you could come in one night if you and me sucking it so long?
Trust me, I don't need to suck it all night.
Yeah, suck it all night. That's the catch. That's the
whole night.
That's the catch. That's the catch. She making it seem like it's gonna be a long time, but she know what she's doing. You check. You get to go on stage with Chris Brown. You only give me 5 minutes at top.
Diana, go Diana.
Diana, equal exchange.
She'll kiss them to my garlic jar.
What's a good compromise for you?
You gotta bring a friend.
For ain't we? No compromise, she can't go. Ain't no compromise.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Let me not jump the gun. Let me see what the rest of the girls are saying and see if Charles may change. Let me see what the rest of them say.
So, naturally, I would never be with a man who's like easily intimidated by other men. Because if I'm with you, clearly, I'm with you for a reason. I don't really care about those other guys. So, if Chris Breezy, asked me to come on stage,
she just said she ain't care about other niggas.
Like, yeah, babe, go. Like, what?
She just said she ain't care about other niggas.
What is there to talk about? This is Chris Brown, okay? Like, okay. He's a celebrity. What the hell do you think gonna happen? I gonna go home with he?
Who's she trying to convince?
If you definitely
want,
can.
If he
wants to,
I think that's our Tupac man.
Energy that I have from Chris Brown doing whatever he do on stage, my son, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you when we reach home, okay? I saved that for my man. Chris Brown ain't getting none of this.
No.
That don't sound.
Why does it take Chris Brown for your woman to do shit to your man?
That's two girls in a row saying that, like, don't worry, when we get home, it's on.
This is crazy. This is crazy gifts, bro. Like,
yeah, that's not equal exchanges.
A hard pass would be a sufficient gift. You know, you go on stage with Chris Brown, give me a hard pass. You know what I'm saying? That's not
no,
a,
no,
that's
no,
not
no, like, no, 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 that's your wife.
You wildin'. Where the fuck you going?
I ain't gonna
where are you going?
He's going to put you in a chair. You ain't doing nothing. He barely even touched them girls.
Where are you going?
On stage.
Nah.
Where are you going? I give you a chance to fix your answer. Where are you going?
On stage.
Akila, woman.
She said what she said.
Where the fuck you going, my girl?
I'll give you a Chris Brown. On stage.
Right. You'll come back to
when
your
you
seat.
Come back,
popcorn, and that's it.
Run it,
next one. You are playing part one and part two to that one.
Yeah. I'll run the next one. Hey, 2 for 2. All I hearing is you getting pussy for Valentine's Day. That's all I hearing is 2 for 2. I'm saying thing. Let's learn. I know these answers got changed for the men them to change their mindset. Cause we ain't rocking with these answers. Hey, let me see what number 3 said.
If me and my man go to Chris Brown concert, mm-hmm. and Chris Brown asks me to get on stage,
uh-huh.
I'm going to look at my nigga and I'm going to tell him I'm sucking it real slow and all night tonight. Because I'm
bro, on stage. This shit is crazy, dog.
No, it is.
Damn, that's all y'all got to talk.
Then, why you keep offering me head?
I'm okay, we got
this. These man be holding the head hostage, man. Yeah,
yeah.
The head is a secret weapon, man. Like I gonna save it for a very important situation. This is only for the fuck ups and the Chris Brown consorts. Like I telling what? No, that's man. Bad.
This is insane. This is literally insane.
Dog, what?
Can I get one other answer? Something else, ladies, other than giving us heads, riding us, fucking us, choking us, something else, please.
Choking us is crazy, but okay. Are you done with the recordings? That was the last one.
No,
let's
run it. Time, this one. Go. Let me hear this one. Hey, motherfucker, guess what?
I can't hear that.
No, it was low. I'm gonna run this one until I get that one ready. I'll run this one.
So, the question is, should your girl go on stage with Chris Brown? Yes, why the fuck not? In my opinion, I feel like, yeah, because it could be a win for her. You don't know, depending on who your girl is. You know, she might be in a position where she could expand for her life, whether if it's a job opportunity, if she's a performer, an artist, you don't know. But I feel like if there's the security in the relationship, then what's the problem? You know, if y'all wanted to come together. You know, your girl was blessed to go on stage, you know, hype her up, give her that energy. Because if it was my dude and he went to an artist that he had liked and they invite him on stage, why not? I'm going to take videos, pictures and be like, yeah, that's my man. I feel like it's okay. But it all depends on the relationship and the security in the relationship. Because if there's insecurity, then yeah, it ain't going to end well.
Finally, a real answer. With some background vocals. Finally, real answer.
What's the name? That made you to the back. I was like,
Yeah. Finally, a real fucking answer. So, I feel like security in your relationship. I know Charles ain't rocking with it, but you know, this your woman, that's your queen. You know what I mean? And like, it's fucking breezy. One in a million lifetime chance to go on stage and be danced on. Romance, grind on his schlong on her shoulder, like it's all type of things that she never probably gonna ever get to experience ever again in life. Mm-hmm. Should you just like be like, ain't that deep, man? That's my woman, man. Like, you know what I mean? End of the day, we get each other. What you feeling? How I feeling? No, yeah, how I feeling?
Listen, no, I would have left her, and let me tell you why, because I wouldn't want my guy being so like, oh my God, I'm about to go hang out with whoever the girl is as a performer. I can't wait to get on stage with such and such. Because at the end of the day, I really feel like people need to take into consideration that these people are real people. So it's not just like, oh, they're this famous person and they're real people. It's just, you're lusting over another person, essentially. And you're in a relationship where you're supposed to really care about that person, but you really have this deep desire for someone else. And then on top of that, someone also mentioned something about Akila, I wasn't sure if that was you or not, where you said it's not like they're going home with that person, or the girl was like, it's not like Chris Brown's gonna take me home. That is not the case. Like, that's not the case at all. Like, I know plenty of like rappers and like big time artists and stuff. And I remember my first time being at a performance on stage with someone, and I'm just thinking, like, I'm just there, you know, it ain't nothing, whatever. And then the tour bus comes by when everything was finished, and then he was like, you look like you were made for this. I really should have realized what he was trying to tell me at the time, because I had a little see-through outfit on, so I really should have realized, like, what he was trying to say, but I wasn't realizing what he was trying to say. But, no, I don't agree with having the mindset, like, nothing will happen, so it ain't innocent. No, them guys want to take you home all the time, like, all the time.
That's why I be thinking.
And this too. this is my experiences. So I'm like, nah,
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
What is Chris Brown doing on stage with a girl?
Dancing.
So what he does, dancing. He puts them in a chair.
Like, what type of dancing, you know what I mean?
He dance. You know, like, he does tail, you know, and then he does it on the floor. He's only on the girl for like 5 seconds, and then he goes on the floor.
Yeah, no, it's a no for me. It's a no for me. Like,
you're not rocking with it, child. You're not, she's sitting on the chair, pay.
And it's not about being secure in your relationship. You need to be respectful in your relationship. Respect the fact that you have a real person and you're lusting over another real person. Have some respect. That's just me.
I could see it both ways, because depending on like how you look for real, like, those artists will be looking to take you home more than likely. But
I don't give a fuck.
They definitely do.
They're breezy.
I don't give a fuck. Like, you're OG Justin. Like, that means,
they
right?
Do.
That means, like, even screaming, and even if they're screaming when he go on stage, is that disrespecting? Because you just said, if you are a man and you lusting over a next man,
you screaming to go on stage and sound like lust. Sound like you excited. Bro. That's your funny. You scream.
Okay. Let me give you a good example, right? I have a person that I was involved with, and we went to a concert together. The woman was the performer. You know, yeah, we're having a good time. We're at the concert. Everything's cool. But when she did the section where she could do like a meet and greet, where you can, like, you know, maybe take a picture with her, hug her, out of respect for me, he didn't do that. Because he's like, I feel like that's just doing too much. Oh,
you think that's doing too much? I want to take a picture with she. Shit, I want to take a picture with Chris Brown. I mean,
that's just what he told me. That's just what he told me.
I guess it's whole, because it's true. Because how we men see certain female artists, or majority of the female artists we like,
sound like a simp, aren't you?
Don't be talking. Not too much. Not too much.
Rain talking.
Got you. It's like, if we got female artists that we like to listen to, a high percent chance, you know, we like to see them too. Like, if Tem says she want to do a little thing, you know what I mean? I take pictures and meet and greet. Like, my girl and guys, like, sit back for a second. I want to meet Tem, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it don't have to even be like I try to do anything. It's just the opportunity to shake her hand, you know what I mean? To have a perfume on my clothes, you know what I mean? That's like a staple. In my
life. That's disrespectful.
Oh, it's Thames that you go on stage with Chris, but you gonna smell like baccarat and them fuck, and you coming home, I'm gonna smell like that fuck. You gonna watch that shot or that dress for fucking weeks, you know. Like, you gonna want to smell that fuck every day, cause that's Chris Brown, that's Michael Jackson, nigga. Like, this, I just saying.
Are you gonna be smelling it if it was Thames fragrance on your clothes?
Nah, I'm different. Why different? I won't smell it all the time. You check. I think about
honestly.
It,
I think all this stems down to, like, knowing who you're with and being some type of equally yoked, because a lot of times these conversations only come up when you guys are not on the same page about things.
You got to have a talk in the car before I go and say it.
Hey.
This is what the fuck going to happen. We're going to watch this show, okay, and then we're going to go the fuck home. Aggressive. Nothing else. Hey, that's a talk you got.
Yes, sir.
Get any more? Anybody else?
Yeah, we get some.
Let me see what's going on.
Let me see what's going on. I can run this. Can I run this? I already run this one.
Alright. So you telling me Chris Brown put in a personal request for me to touch his stage?
Personal.
Okay. Hear me up. The man that I'm with gonna tell me one thing and one thing only.
Not that fuck.
Lock in. Because he's a performer. I'm a performer. He's a dancer. And I's a dancer. If I have the unfortunate pleasure of being with a man that That's don't it? See how we both could capitalize off of that moment, baby, goodbye.
You best tough. Go on the stage See, and dance.
And I agree with her.
But if you're a dancer, yeah, if you're a dancer, hell yeah. Yeah, get a fuck on stage. You go be out.
He said, you better go on the stage and dance than if you're a dancer. Like,
especially for people who in that life, just like the little limelight for that little 5 minutes, people are going to want to know who you is. They're going to start looking you up. You could get like places just somebody from drop being on the stage. Yeah.
She best go up there and fucking bottle-y.
You know what I'm saying? If that's what you're going up for, like, she gonna come back to the seat and be like, you ain't do not one dance move, dog. Your ass just sell me a six star for a fucking day.
For locking. I was fucking locked. I was up there locked fucking. And then I just see you, you know what I mean? Not doing shit.
I get two more. I get two more and we could dash away and continue, man. Two more and we just write. Let's see what everybody's saying, man.
Run it.
Babe, I love you, but this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. So you're just gonna have to sit this one out and take one for the team.
Damn. Take one for the team is crazy. Sit this one on. Take one. She gonna tap you on the shoulder and say, "Babe, I love you, but you ain't gotta take this one for the team, man." Like it's a two like man I, or some fuck. Like, hey, man.
Take one. Like, I drink. Genuinely feel like these responses are not from people who are like in love.
Like, y'all tell me that dumb fuck, but take one for the team.
Like, you're not in love.
What take one for what team? You?
What we talking about for real?
Who you talking to? Think I was one of your little girlfriends? We'll take one for what?
So what if she did go with her girlfriends and she texts you like, "Babe, I about do something crazy. Just
we talk about it later." You gotta go on like Kiki Palmer, baby daddy, you know what I mean? You gotta be at home crashing.
Your mother.
I forgot about that.
You gotta be at home crashing, you know, you check.
I remember
when, yeah, you gotta be on social media like, "Hey, just put my kids to bed. Guess who they mother there? Getting feed up and finger from this cone. But
oh
hey, niggas ain't shit, right? I guess, me son. You know what I mean? You just got to play Vic. No, you know what I'm saying? You come home. You really going to embarrass me? You'll be like, you really going to embarrass me?
But that's our whole next conversation. If she's going to the concert and I'm not, then you know, like, just a conversation you have before she go. So.
Mm-mm-mm.
How do y'all feel like if that happened to you guys, like your girl was up there and then she called you after the fact and was like, "Yeah, I was up there," would you guys be mad?
We mad regardless.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I won't be as mad if I home and it happened than me just being there blatantly watching this fuck.
That's facts. But
here it is. Social media so crazy now, right? One man will be like, "That's his girl." You know what I mean? Cameras might go to me. You know what I mean? Like, I go look retarded. I got pop off. Like, do I cheer? Like, what do I do? Like,
you got to play top child. You got to play top.
I go to the bathroom. Fucking play.
I hear me good, dog. I literally say, right? If my girl got a chance, if Chris Brown, out of everybody in the crowd, he decide to pick my girl, she is just a very lucky individual that was blessed. And I feel like is his now. Like, me and she, yeah, done after that fuck, dog. You know what I mean?
Man.
I feel like I could never.
Well, I ain't tell me party on the lights off, man.
I did some dirty one time. I really called my ex way back at the time. And I was like, "Yeah, you remember we went to the Ray Strummer concert? Well, I'm over here hanging out with them right now." And he was sick. And I was like, "He told me I was beautiful." He's like, "I tell you that you're beautiful all the time." I'm like,
I remember the Omalay concert. Remember the Omalay concert when you had the girl on stage bent over going crazy?
Yeah, bro.
Done she like,
yeah.
What the fuck you think Chris Brown gonna do?
That even if Chris Brown had just had she in a chair and he was just sitting on the floor next to her, it'll break my heart. You know what I mean? I just feel like I could never surpass that moment. Marriage, kids growing old together will never surpass Chris Brown and your leg telling you how fine. Dog, I don't think I understand what the fuck this is, you know. This is Chris Brown. You get what he's saying? My singing take you down, his sweat dripping all over. She like,
man legit have to sing concert. He ain't taking man girls tonight, you know.
That is my literary said, look, the last time I been there, I feel so offended because the man was like, who in here with a man? The girl him scream. He was like, I don't give a fuck. And he started singing. Yeah, I was like,
come on, bro.
That fuck don't feel cool, so you know, dog. I being real.
I don't know what the fuck going to happen after she come off the fucking stage. I don't know what he going to whisper in her ear. I don't know. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's what he's saying.
The fucking stage will collapse.
He said shit, bro.
He she going down where he like nah,
in his
man.
Intros.
No, you in the car waiting 2 hours and she was like, yeah, who just eating and doing that meet and greet? You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Some of the voice messages talking about opportunities. You're going to take away the opportunities. Either they in the car waiting 2 hours, don't know what the fuck going on. That's what you want me? That's what you want your man doing?
I ain't enough.
Because I can guarantee you, if he said, after the show, come backstage, and she says she want to bring her man, I can guarantee you, he not going to say, your man can come too.
Fucks.
No, he's not going to say that, because even when I had that situation, and we went somewhere, there wasn't no men that was there. They're not going for that.
And that's what he's saying. At the end of the day, he's his money. Check your girl good enough, dude. I don't care who.
That's the question you should have asked. That's the question you should have asked.
Wow.
If Chris Brown said come backstage and your man not allowed to come, what are your ladies going to do?
I'm absolutely going to say no. And the only reason why I would say no is because I'm not physically attracted to Chris Brown. Like, I like his music. Reason? I'm a fan, but I'm not attracted to him.
Keyword cause. I like that. Only reason
when people talking.
that's one of the reasons. But the second reason is because I'm respectful to my man. Clearly.
They kept that answer by your head.
Which artist you are attracted to?
Who, baby? What is that man's name? Akilah, help me out. This is like the only man I love. I never remember
his
name.
And you don't know,
his name.
The only man.
I don't really be studying money, though. I really don't.
It's a woman and shit crazy.
Okay. Keith Powers.
Keith Powers.
So you go backstage for sure.
Even if you get a nigga like this nigga like 2 years.
Do he love
in,
me?
Two
do
years
he trust
in,
me?
Two, oh shit. What you gonna do backstage as soon as man?
What your name be? Keith Sweat?
Keith Powers.
Austin Powers.
Let me see who the fuck this is.
Keith Powers.
Is it Ryan Destiny? I think
it's
Ryan Destiny.
After
this man gorgeous, man. What the fuck?
I honestly
sorry for screaming.
This man look like a baby,
you know
Chris.
Hey. Chris,
you know what? I don't like light skinned men, but I am a fan.
I got a question. It's off topic. Chris, light skin?
Yes.
Man, what the fuck are you dealing with?
Yes.
I just
want
to light the lightest man in the chat. You know where it's going, man.
No, man, I'd be overdoing that heck for real. Like I believe I'd just be saying that for to troll me. You know, like, who the fuck light skin, dog? Light skin is Chris Brown, Akilah, maybe even LaShoy.
I'm brown. Chris,
you're
light skin.
Yeah,
like
light,
cool.
I'm brown, baby.
Dog, I got late time.
Hey, I see what Ava say in the comments.
Of course,
no, we can't see the comments.
Yeah, I've been checking it.
But everybody going crazy. Oh, that I appreciate that.
I wish I could see who's in the live. I can't.
But
hey, y'all.
I get one more, and then we could do what we gotta do. You feel me? What the fuck happened though? All
right. We got more voice notes.
One, it's the last one, and then we can move on to the mud. You know what I mean? Some hide and slide, you know what I mean? Some slide and hide, you know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking plain. That my on Sunday message, man. What's going on here, man? How come I so scary with a message? No way he on send this message, dog. No way she on send this message, man.
Don't worry, we're not gonna tell our
Is it the last one?
Don't be scared.
It's the last one.
I ain't see no problems in the comments.
It's the last one. Running. Talking, walking, man. We're gonna just move on with life, dog. Yeah, we're just gonna move on with life, dog. Fucking
just send it to yourself and we'll send it to our next thing. You ain't have that heckin' fails?
Rain, the live gonna be available to see who watched it in the comments.
All everything on the live gonna be available for forever. You know what I mean? Forever. So like, y'all wanna watch the live?
I want to play it. I gonna play it.
I playing it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, cause I wanna see.
You walking?
Who's on here?
Yeah, it's spinning right now. Guy, don't you play, Chris?
Oh fuck! Wait, hold on. That's a nigga, man.
Hey,
wait, hold on. Wait, this is a man. Wait, let me start it from the beginning, man. Okay, man. Hold on. Fuck! Fuck playing it.
That fuck malfunctioning, man. Okay, dad.
It ain't one thing.
You's a bad bitch. You go on that stage. At Airbnb, when you come back, it's gonna be canceled. Clothes, your clothes gonna be outside with your suitcase. That flight back, you're gonna be purchasing your own fucking flight back.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky you get Uber, car, rent a car. You ain't going in it either.
You ain't going in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mess. Yeah, shout out.
Energy, that's me. Don't come home.
That yeah. makes sense. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Energy.
Come home, wa.
Come home. You stay over there.
Crazy, man. But yeah, man, moral of the story is, you gotta be a strong moral man for your woman to go on stage and over breezy, you know?
Moral of the story is when a rich nigga want ya, and your nigga can't do nothing for ya.
Oh, no, nothing. Fuck.
Oh, these hoes ain't loyal.
No.
Oh, these hoes ain't loyal.
Yes, we is, yeah.
Just got rich. Took Lisa? A broke nigga bitch.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this man singing a fuck from the heart. You know? Just got took a broke nigga bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, nigga. That same dude that's singing that song gonna take my girl and push her on the stage.
He's singing a fuck while she on stage and he looking at you while he's singing a fuck. Like, took a broke nigga bitch.
Damn. And
just let the music in it.
No, man, that's one thing with our money. You know? That's one thing with meals, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like we prayed for you check, so it's like you see our next meal is like that's like when Cuz said like if he ain't there, it gonna be better. You check because imagine you just standing up there like dog, you just there, you know, dog. Like nah, man.
I would never do that to my man. Like that would never happen. That would never happen. And the minute
happen?
He do it to me, he wouldn't be my man no more.
Tough.
My man.
Tough man, boy. That's all about the breezy, man. I mean, all you think is, you know what? We ain't even got a touch on that, man. Shout out to everybody going to the Chris Brown show one time for the one time. I paid $1,000 for the meet and greet, you know, like proud of if I even get you. Like, happy for getting pictures and memorable, man. It's memorable.
Okay, like, you paying the 1K? See,
you wouldn't pay the 1K, it's but if it were free,
she's going twice, you know. She's going twice, dog. She's going twice,
but she paying 2K. She's smart.
No, man, I get them things cheap.
Oh, no, we're talking about a meet and greet. We're talking about her.
Yeah, no.
And I shout out to everybody that commented on the episode. Thanks for listening to the episode, watching it on YouTube. If I want more, you know what to find us on all the socials, man. You feel me? With the Green Podcast, we out.
Boom.